Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Jenny from the Deep Blue Sea.
She's here. Look at her. No, don't look like that.
That is not a filter. She literally is blue.
Yeah. I don't know. I do.
You're fine. It doesn't look bad. It's fine. Okay. I say go for
it's
it.
Like you're a blue man group and like in like banging on drums now.
It's her tribute to Ruby Dixon.
There you go.
We'll just go with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that worked.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. We are here for our Sip and Discuss episode. Okay, so Amanda, as we were warming up and getting ready to come live, shares that she's never read any of these collections before. This was her first.
Yeah, they just came out at the wrong time for me for Valentine's Day and Christmas, and I just never read them.
No, we didn't force her to read them.
This is true.
Must be. Jenny, you read Valentine's Day with me and Lindsay, right?
Right. Yeah, I did. I was not on the episode, but I did read those.
Yeah, because yes. Lindsay and I did a quick shot on them.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah, you read all of them.
I did. I don't remember them, but I did read them. Because it's been a hot minute since I read them.
That's fair.
And these Amazon original collections are really, they're really kind of interesting if we think about it in the realm of these are authors. Some of them are hybrid, write indie, write trad. Yeah. The majority of them write trad or started as indie and went trad, like Kimberly, Katie, Christina, Ruby. JT, I guess Allie's the only one that's been trad from get
from the start. Yeah, but like across all of the collections, there's this like a mix of, but a good portion of them write trad now.
But this, the reason I bring it up is this: what Jenny? Did she say something?
I think she was talking to a kid.
Oh, okay.
I'm having internet issues.
One of the things with these collections is this could be a situation where for some readers who read exclusively in KU, maybe don't have huge library systems, this is their first exposure to some of these authors.
Yeah.
And I love that they do it in the read listen so that you have access to audiobooks with your subscription. So, and even
And it's like an anthology without being an anthology, which is, I love an anthology because like I will always download a KU anthology to find new authors because you can really tell like an author's like the way they write their style in these short stories.
Yeah. Stacy brings up that she thinks the Valentine collection is her favorite. Same girl.
I agree.
Same.
Yeah, I agree.
And she said that she thinks about the Sally Thorne deprivation tank one a couple times a month. Same. Especially if I get, there's a spa that has them, or it's like one of the deprivation tank like storefront places where you go in up in Perrysburg. And every once in a while, Facebook will feed it into my like ads and stuff. And I'm like, okay, if you can promise a hot fireman, if I get stuck, I will go. But if you can't, I will not.
I would go.
You would go be locked in one of those tanks?
Yeah, 100%.
No way.
I don't think I can handle that.
Okay.
No, I do not need to be that alone with my brain at any point, at any time.
Alone with your brain?
For like the muscle, like... attention relief. Yes, I would do it.
I'm sure
that side
physical,
of it probably would be awesome.
Yeah,
I don't think
being
I can
put
it.
In that tank.
Mm-mm.
No, thank
it's
you.
Completely closed. Like
they close. Doesn't the top close down?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah,
I couldn't
it
be
does.
In there.
But it's not like sealed.
You're in like a capsule, though. It's essentially like a capsule. I am a human being. I don't want to be in a capsule.
I'm not meant to be in an egg.
Might need to. Get to that point.
Well, we're not talking about that. I would not voluntarily go into a capsule. How about that one?
I will say I'm trying to talk Mike Burrier into buying a hot tub for when he
my mic
redoes
wants one too.
For when he redoes the deck out back. And I could just float in that, but it's open.
Yeah.
And you know I do it naked. Who cares if the neighbors see them? They're just boobs.
I do like a hot tub. There Amanda. Was one at the cabin that we went to this summer, and the girl and I and our friend, the three of us would just hang out in the hot tub and read.
I see that
it
sounds.
Awesome.
I have a hot tub, but it rarely gets used. It's too hot.
It's because it's like 90 degrees regularly.
I know.
It's going to be a low of 42 tonight here. And like
Don't
tomorrow
talk to me. We got like
is
a
35.
Freeze warning.
Yeah.
I should
Don't talk
oh,
to
I
me.
Should tell Michael we might have to turn the furnace on.
Sorry, Amanda. I will be wearing sweaters. Okay.
We're getting like a cold front, and it's like going down like 2 degrees, but it's a cold front.
It's a cold front.
So it's what, like 79?
No, I mean, no, we're still in the 80s, but it's low 80s.
I mean, we were in the 80s last week. I will say that. It
we
was
were
hot.
In the 80s until yesterday. Like, I was gonna today, say, the first time it was under 70.
I like to just say it was last week because it makes me feel better. Like, it was a longer span of time.
I'm sorry, you shouldn't have to sweat to get a pumpkin out of the field. That's all I'm
Honestly,
saying.
Honestly, like, once the leaves start turning, like, my sweatshirts should be just all the time.
Yeah, but the leaves are turning because we're in a drought, not because...
Oh, I know. Yes, this is also true.
Okay, we should talk about books.
Sorry.
Yeah. We are off
but why?
The trail
why
today.
Why would we do that?
Okay, so real quick disclaimer. We are going to spoil each of these books. If you have not read these yet, then you might want to pause... read them and then come back.
I haven't read the last two. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, we'll ruin them for you, so don't worry.
That's all right. Life has been a bit much lately.
It has. Congratulations, though. You are an employed librarian.
Yes, I am. Like that is my title. I am the only person at that library with the title librarian.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yay.
Yay.
That's so exciting, Jenny.
So happy for you, Jenny. Okay, so we're going to spoil. Who wants to do the basics of the collection? And then we will go title for title with tropes, narrators, and then talk about them. And then we'll let you know at the end of each title if it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down for us.
I can do it.
Okay, go for it, Leah.
Okay, so this is the Scared Sexy Collection. It released on September 23rd, 2025. It's Listen in Kindle Unlimited and is an Amazon original series. And like Becky said before, it is read and listen, so you can do both. We're going to brief each story and then
we're not
thumbs
ranking
up them.
Yeah.
No, because, yeah. But we're going to brief them, give you the tropes, give you the narrators, and then break it down from there.
Okay, first one. Hot for Slayer by Allie Hazelwood. Who wants to give tropes, content warnings, and narrators on this one?
I was going to say, there's a lot of this in this one.
I can do this one.
Okay.
Tropes are second chance, enemies to lovers, amnesia, memory loss, only one couch, vampire and slayer, immortal versus mortal dynamic, forced proximity, caretaking, forbidden, content warnings, violence, blood, childhood abandonment, captivity, amnesia, spider mention.
That was
just
okay.
A Becky
that's
warning.
People.
Okay,
that's a content
that's a Becky
warning
for
okay.
Becky. Okay, I didn't know we were doing spiders.
I have
well
zero
birds,
issues with
but okay.
Spiders, but there are people
out there. Oh, it's things with
there.
Wings.
Okay. I just didn't know.
That's
that,
okay.
That was a thing. Loss of friend, self-harm, blood-related. How does she self-harm?
Doesn't she cut herself open?
No. She's a vampire.
Yeah. I mean,
like if you're going into this one, she's not self-harming. Like she does it. There's a purpose to it.
Yeah. I don't think okay. I would call it self-harm.
Okay. No. She cuts herself, people. She cuts herself.
Well, I mean, if you've read a vampire,
doesn't she
book,
cut herself to heal him?
To heal him.
So yeah. Allie put content warnings on there, and that was not on there. And I trust her with the content warnings.
Okay, so not self-harm, just blood play.
Because she...
There we go.
She's a vampire.
Okay, tell us
anyway,
the narrator.
So the audio.
Okay, the narrator is Nina Indus and yeah. Maxim Reston. Nice. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right because I didn't listen, but...
I think you did
okay.
say it right.
Okay.
Okay, so I would like to start this off with This was a lovely mashup of fanfic from Buffy and What We Do in the Shadows.
At least Becky thinks so, but as we talked about it, I agree. Because, well, and this is the one, so Laszlo is the vampire hunter, and Laszlo is a vampire in What We Did in the Shadows. Because Jen Allen agrees every time she's like heard, like saw Laszlo or heard Laszlo. Wait,
Amanda, have you not read or watched What We Do in the Shadows?
A little, not much. I mean, I I don't control the TV in my house, so it's like if Jeremy's not into it, we don't watch it.
What? Who's the familiar in What We Do in the Shadows, Mike? Oh, what's the familiar's name in What We Do in the Shadows? Guillermo? Okay, Guillermo. I love him. He's my favorite. And we now in our house refer to crepe paper as creepy paper because of that TV show. Whenever it's we really see funny. It in the store.
Like, it's a really funny show. Stacy said she got Buffy vibes also. So
yeah, it has.
Yeah, there's definite Buffy vibes. I think anytime, any book that you get with a slayer and a vampire is going to give you Buffy vibes.
Yeah, and honestly. This one, it's like flopped because he's the slayer and she's the vampire. But their story progresses over like hundreds of years.
Yeah.
But when they meet in the present, like she gets attacked. No, he gets attacked. Well, they both get attacked. And then he loses his memory.
Yeah.
I do feel, and because this is really just her point of view, but it's duet style of narration, she meanders a lot in internal monologue, which I think slows this book down quite a bit.
A little bit, yeah.
See, I thought that was hilarious. But I read several vampire series where that happens. And other supernatural series where that happens, especially like the longer ones. So this read very much like a series that I like and that I would read like on a normal basis. So that didn't bother me. She did meander, and I that might have annoyed me if I'd listened. But like reading was very much on par with stuff that I like to read.
Yeah. Did you feel like you missed Laszlo's?
Yeah, I read it.
What's that, Becky?
Did you miss Laszlo's POV?
Not really in this one. I think it probably would have been fun, but I think with the number of pages and the amount of action that they had going on, and you know, it didn't bother me, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, but I think with the amnesia thing, if we had gotten his point of view, it would be jumbled.
Yeah.
Because he can't remember. Yeah. So it's like, I don't think had we had him, it would have been a true point of view. So I think it worked not having his with the way the story was written.
Yeah. Jenny, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, So first of all, I read it too. So I think reading it probably is a different experience than listening to it. Mm.
So this was a better eyeball, you think?
Yeah, because I struggle with like the internal monologue and audio, like knowing when they're speaking, when it's just in their head. So yeah, I do agree with Amanda on that. And then I agree with Leah, like it would be really hard to do in a short amount of time since like a majority of the time he doesn't have his memories.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a favorite scene or moment from this book that they are still kind of giggling about? Sudoku is mine.
I like enjoyed like their various run-ins, like when she describes them at like the Berlin Wall and then like different concerts and, that's what I liked a lot.
Well, and I liked when they were in the mall. They're like, let's go to the Radio Shack. Because those don't exist anymore. And people who are like under the age of like 30 probably have no idea what a Radio Shack is. And I like, honestly, I just started laughing. Like as I'm painting the closet, because I was in the girl room painting, and I just started laughing when she's like, they're like, let's go to the Radio Shack. But like, it's like Walking Dead vibes too, because it's like all of these, like, they like want to kill each other, but they don't at the same time. Yeah. But Jenny, there's no zombies, so it wasn't.
Did you have a favorite scene in this one?
I don't think in this one.
Okay. So, anything else anybody wants to bring up about this one? Okay. We'll do thumbs up, thumbs down. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
This one was a thumbs up. I enjoyed it. Like, I listened to it, and I haven't read a lot of Allie Hazelwood, but I enjoyed the audio. So yeah,
Yeah.
thumbs up for me.
Jenny, what about you?
Thumbs up.
Amanda, thumbs up.
It was a thumbs up for me. This is probably one of the closest ones to like something I would read on my own. And I think it actually probably because it was so funny and I'm still like in that I need something funny mood
Yeah.
that this, I think this one was my favorite. So
This one for me is gonna be a thumb sideways. It was fine. I kind of got lost in the middle a little bit on it and struggled with it. But again, I did the audio. I thought the narration was fantastic. It was clear, it was humorous. They really were good with the accents and the sarcasm and all of that. I just, the murky middle for me. Okay, next one is Falling by Christina Loren. Who wants to tell us the tropes and the narrators on this one? I can
I can
do
do
it.
it again.
Okay, go ahead, Amanda.
Yep.
We'll just let you do them all tonight, Amanda. They're all you.
That's fine. Cursed, strangers to lovers, one night stand, forbidden. The audio narrators are Marley Watson and Nicholas Bolton.
Okay, so cursed immortals meet the one woman immune to his supernatural charm at a Halloween party. This one to me felt like Dogma fanfic.
Oh, see, I thought like Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I could see that one
I
too.
could see that. To
I
me, it
didn't get
just
that out of either, but I'm really
I
like,
could
I
see where you're
really,
getting the
yeah.
Final Fantasy.
Dogma makes, yeah, if I thought about it, Dogma probably makes sense. But yeah, I didn't, I don't, I'm really slow to pick up on that kind of thing, so.
So what are our thoughts on this one? I do think the writing is really good. I just felt the connections were kind of weak and it had an abrupt ending. Like it just kind of ended.
Yeah, I
Oh
thought the
yeah.
ending was really abrupt. Like I don't think that they are strong novella writers and they didn't know like where to end it, so they just stopped.
Yeah, the world
That's
building was kind of
meh.
weak, Stacey, I agree.
Well, I needed you to pick what he was. Is he a fallen angel or is he read like an incubus to me? Until like he
Yes.
says he's a fallen and I'm like it was not cohesive at all. Like his like
Like
what he
it's
is
like
supposed to
she
be
couldn't,
was
like
not cohesive at all.
they couldn't decide if they wanted him to be
Yeah.
the angel or if they wanted him to be the incubus, and they tried to like blend it together. Yeah. Stacey agrees. She still doesn't know what he was supposed to be.
Yeah,
Well, and
I
then I like had questions like what happened then because she could see him? Yeah.
Because it
Well,
seemed
his
like.
curse is over. Like, so I think
Right.
supposedly, like his, but yeah, so she's his long lost love. The curse is
Yeah,
over and they live
faded.
happily ever after. But it was
Yeah.
like no explanation.
Yeah. It was
Yeah.
weird.
Yeah. Like, does he lose the wings and like suddenly
Yeah.
starts aging? Like.
And then at one point they said, and I meant to go back and look to verify this, but I had made, like, I made make notes when I'm writing. And in the beginning they say he's like 81. And then later they say he's like hundreds of years old. And I
Yeah,
was
yeah.
like,
There's a big
like,
difference there. Yeah.
yeah, this one was my least favorite. Like,
Oh, the 81 thing might have been like because he had a driver's license from like
oh, is that what it was?
1947.
Okay, that makes
Yeah.
sense.
So he like
Okay.
needed to steal somebody else's
Okay.
driver's license because
That,
he
all
lived
right, that
through
makes sense.
that. Stacy asks, seeing him meant seeing his wings, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I thought
She thought
other
it was a
people could see
costume.
him too.
They could, they didn't, there was no mention of them seeing his wings, but she sees
Well, the
them right out of
wings
the
thing
gate
I
and thinks
knew.
it, yeah, thinks it's a costume.
Yeah, I knew the wing things was like the big part of it, but I thought other people could see him too.
So,
Like everybody can see his body, but
but
only
not what
she
he
can see his
is.
wings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, it's not super clear the
Well,
way
and
this
it's
story plays
not.
out.
So Christina Loren's, the two of them started out as fanfic, Twilight fanfic authors, Beautiful Bastard series is their Twilight fanfic, 50 Shades of Grey type. They were in that grouping together. And I do feel that some of that setup at that party had that Twilight nostalgia vibe to it.
Yeah, I can see that.
The other thing I will say is this felt like a scene, not a story.
Yes.
Like, and I have no problem with snapshot timelines. We've re read lots of books that are done in snapshot, and I don't mind them. But for a novella, you've really got to give us a story.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like it's I was left wanting more. Like I think had they been had the word count to flesh it out more, it would have been fine.
This is actually the first
Yes,
thing I've ever read by them.
Oh, is it really? You're not
yeah, and
missing
I
much.
agree with Stacy. She said if it was in a paranormal anthology, she'd be intrigued enough to pick up a full-length novel. And I think that's the problem. It's more an anthology story than a collection novella.
Okay. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Okay. Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
This is also a thumbs down for me.
I
Just,
just, it just was not enough.
it was not
Yeah, it was
enough.
my least favorite.
Like the structure was fine, but it was not enough.
Okay, next up is Spicy Little Curses by J.T. Geisinger. Go for it, Amanda.
Tropes are grumpy sunshine, curse, forbidden, fate, insta-lust. Audio narrators are Vanessa Moyen and Troy Duran.
Okay, let's start with you, Jenny. What did you think of Spicy Little Curses?
I actually liked this one probably the best just because it was different and like kind of being in a cultural type of. Yeah, I don't know what the right word is for it, but using cultural references instead of like lore
Yeah.
so much.
Like, yeah, she really immersed
Yeah,
the
I just thought it was an
Norwins.
interesting twist.
Yeah. Well, I like that it was like the
Yeah, because
invest.
like
Oh, go ahead,
I
Jenny.
mean, people that believe that, right? No, go, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, and I like the idea of a journalist that's investigating things. Like, I really find that intriguing. I think it can be a great way to give the reader things, you know, to show them versus having to tell them everything, because you're seeing the world and the moments through the journalistic eyes. I love urban legends, even if you don't believe in any of them, I love them.
There's such a story to it, that's why.
Right. So I like that this had urban legend, and a cursed tattoo artist. That concept is so
Oh yeah.
intriguing to me.
Well, and Seuss says in the comments how she really liked it, and the tattoos moving, like that whole element made her arms itch. But I thought that was a really cool addition to it because it honestly, it's like Moana when Maui gets a new tattoo, like when something is happening. But like these are not good tattoos. Like his tattoos are good, and these are not good. They tell a story, but not a good story.
I did feel like this was the most original of stories. Like, there wasn't a ton of, like, I felt like this was a spin-off of something else. This felt fresh.
I would watch this in a TV show.
If she
Oh,
continued this,
yeah.
I would read it. Like,
Yeah.
because she kind of leaves it like that there's still stuff out there. Like, if she rolled into like a whole series about this, I
Yeah.
would read all of it. Like,
Yeah.
I feel like this was the most complete story,
Yeah.
the most hooky like story that I want more.
Well, and it intrigues me because she has a romanticy that comes out
She
here in
does.
November. And I do have an advanced copy of it, and I'm now more intrigued because if she can spin a story
Yeah.
and build a world and make it feel so vibrant, because I think that of all the books, this was the most vibrant of stories. Like it had the most layers, it had the most in it, but it wasn't the longest.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's just, yeah, it's just slightly shorter than Allie's. Like it was 90 versus Allie's, which was 94. They're the two longest.
Yeah.
But it felt fresh though too. It's not something like it wasn't that she didn't go with the typical direction that you would expect. Like having a tattoo shop in New Orleans, yeah, like I've read that before, but the way that she direction she took it, like it gave it a whole new life. Like just, I mean, the tattoos themselves, the way she gave them life made such a big difference. And then the fact that like the tattoos essentially come to life
Yeah, and
in
I've been to that
the
cemetery before, and it is properly spooky. Like, I do feel like that this story was the
end.
most spooky out of all of them. I felt like this fit the season of,
Well, but
Halloween,
it,
all of
like
that
Jenny
stuff the
said, it really
most.
fits the vibe of the
Yeah,
city though
it
too.
does.
Like, because they really dive into the voodoo and the witchcraft and all of that stuff, like in a city as a whole. So I think the fact that she chose the story, she wrote the story the way she did, and she chose the setting that she did was perfect for it.
I also felt that their dynamic, Petra's and Dax's, was probably the best between all the couples. They had the best banter, they had the best chemistry, I thought. If I had to give it one sentence, I wrote spooky, sexy, satisfying.
This is actually also my first read by her as well. So, and I'm definitely
Oh, wow.
interested in her romanticy book now.
Yeah. I'm excited for it, I think. But
Yeah.
really, her Gods and Monsters is good. It's sexy.
Yeah. And like her female characters are usually very like strong, like Petra was. Like they're not like not always like physically strong, but like they're not gonna take shit from anybody.
She has a, I think the heroine in book two is like a burn the world down kind of heroine.
Well, her
Yes,
heroines have
very
an
much
emotional
so.
maturity that you enjoy.
Yes.
It's not, I'm she's been on my list. It just hasn't happened.
Okay. So let's thumbs up, thumbs down. Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. I think if I hadn't just been in the mood for the Allie Hazelwood, that this would have been my favorite. But yeah, this is definitely like right up there. So I enjoyed it. Thumbs up.
Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. I really enjoyed this one a lot.
And this is a thumbs up for me. This is my favorite. This is the one I liked the
Same.
best.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't read the last two, so
That's okay.
but
That's fine. Okay, next, Space Vampire by Ruby Dixon.
the tropes of this one are forced proximity, alien vampire, caretaker, virgin hero, opposites attract,
Yeah.
audio narrator, Beth Rogue, and Ryan West.
Sorry, I cut myself off there a
No.
little bit.
It's the way you spelled opposites in the doc, though,
Oh,
too.
it's not right. And the word, I didn't even like proof anything. Listen, I was doing like seven other things.
I think the spelling threw Amanda off and it just went
Yeah, I was
downhill
just like,
from
wait,
there.
what? Yeah.
It's not a real word.
Okay. It's close, but
Okay.
not really.
The idea of human pet and vampire clone trapped on an abandoned space station. I felt like this was Ice Planet Barbarians meets Blade. Did anybody watch the movie Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could
I
see
can
that,
see that a little
yeah.
bit, yeah.
I'm not
I mean,
reaching terribly far.
she does wield that
Oh
like piece of ship also.
no. I'm just running Blade through my head, that's all.
Okay.
I'm
That's
just
the
it's
thing.
been
I
a
had to
minute.
like
Yeah.
cycle through the
That's fine.
Takes me a second.
Wesley Snipes there.
So I think this book, out of all of them, was weird, sweet, and unexpectedly romantic.
It really was.
Like, I really
It
was
was like
ready for
soft.
wackadoodleness, but
It was a soft story.
it felt like tender.
I mean, he was a vampire.
He's a very sweet vampire.
Yeah, so overall, what was everyone's thought on this one? I could go on
I
about.
kind of agree with
I did
Stacy
not.
where.
Oh, you didn't read
No, go
it.
ahead, Jenny.
I did not like that she kept calling herself a poodle. Like, I
Yeah.
understand she's a pet, but like, I really
You
hadn't,
had
like,
You had
I
issues
had
with
a
the
hard time
poodle.
with the imagery every time she said she was a poodle. Like,
That's fair.
in the bows, like, yeah, I was
Oh, I
struggling.
know when she's like he like she got
Yeah.
dressed up with bows and yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with Stacy. It seemed like an excerpt of a longer book. Like this one was more fleshed out than the Christina Lauren one in the way that it
Yeah.
was set up, but it still felt like a portion of a story.
I will
Or
say,
even like a prologue or
yeah.
yeah,
Like we're
Prequel.
introducing something.
They're escaping this like captive ship and then they land on like Not Hoth,
But
Not
could
Hoth,
you
the
feel that this maybe even felt like,
a setup for a new
well,
series.
like sometimes we will get a chapter from a middle of a book as a prologue. Like
Yeah.
sometimes we get it with a waking up married type
Yeah, and then they
romance.
go back to
And they
like,
go back in time.
yeah.
I felt like that was this story. That, like, we got the middle section of a 400-page story.
But we're gonna go back to like when she was captured and
Yeah. How
how
we
she
got
becomes the
here.
poodle and
Yeah.
like
Yeah. Because you could do his side too, like him being spliced together.
yes, I will say there's a lot of like elements of the story that I really like though. Like she definitely took her imagination and
Well, I feel like she asked herself a question like, what does space need? Vampires.
I mean, why
And that's
not?
like.
Yeah, she explains it how they asked her, like in the author's note, and I
Oh.
forget exactly what she said, but she's like, yeah, she's like, they asked me, and my first thought was like space vampire, and I'm so glad they didn't say no. Like
I think that the premise was super bizarre, but it somehow really worked. And
Well,
again,
it's Ruby Dixon, so like I when it's bizarre, I don't really question
she
it.
does do kind of blend spicy, romantic, and humor in this sci-fi world. And she also used slang that made sense. Her space slang kind of worked. I don't know. Okay, does anyone else any thoughts on this? Okay.
I don't know. I think I'm not an alien person, I think. I think it's just like I like some of Anna Hackett's and
But her
that's about
aliens,
it.
it's
Her
different in her
aliens are different.
aliens.
Like I don't think I can. I don't know. I don't think
You're
the
not
Foley
made for
are
aliens.
my thing.
She's not
No,
made for
I don't
aliens.
think so.
I have a
I can
Panda
feel
Bear
that.
shifter book on my Kindle right
I
now,
know, and
so.
that's fine. I don't know what the disconnect is for me. I really don't. But I'm also like, I don't know. I'm just not like a science
That's
fiction,
okay.
like space person really at all. So
Yeah. Jen
I
Ellen
don't know.
brings up in the chat on YouTube, I think being familiar with her world helped the story because you could kind of lean on what you knew to flesh out the rest of the world in your head. And she's right. It
Yeah,
helps. I
that's
know.
true. Had I not read Ruby Dixon before, I probably wouldn't have enjoyed the story at
Yeah, and that
all.
was this is my first Ruby Dixon.
Look at
Yeah, it was
that.
my first too, because I was like, are all her aliens blue?
Yes.
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 Okay, see,
Everybody's blue.
that's probably
Oh,
what
so
happened.
the planet that they land on, it sounded almost very familiar. Is that like a planet in her other books at all?
Well,
Or
she
no?
uses things from
Star Wars.
like Star Wars, yeah.
Oh,
So
okay,
like
so.
because like Ice Planet
Not
Barbarians,
Hoth.
it's Hoth, but they call it Not Hoth. But the
Yeah,
whole
no,
like
I've heard that, but I didn't know if like this
no,
planet that they landed on
she
appears in her other books because it sounded almost like it should be something that I knew, you know what I mean? Like it
No,
read that way
it's
to
from
me.
Star Wars.
Okay.
Just from Star Wars. Yeah.
Or a Star Wars-esque planet, maybe not one specifically. Because I can't think of which one it would be
Okay.
off the top of my head.
Leah. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up because it's Ruby Dixon and I enjoy like her storytelling.
Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, this is a sideways for me.
It's fair. Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
It's a sideways for me too. Like I didn't dislike it. It was not my favorite. So.
This was a thumbs up for me. It isn't my favorite. It was kind of like a mac and cheese novella for me kind of thing. Like,
Yeah.
it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. I was you know, surprised at how much heart book
It was really nice.
Okay, next up, Beautiful Nightmare by Katie Robert.
Tropes are demon. She's not a hunter, or he's not a hunter though.
No,
Just
he's
or
not. Oh, he's
there's no
not.
hunter in
Yeah,
this
just
one. Just
demon.
demon.
Nobody's a virgin.
It's her
Well, it's her
first
first
oh,
mission.
oh,
Her
virgin mission. Oh, okay, I was like,
virgin
I'm confused. Got
mission.
you. Sorry, I'm gonna start over.
Okay.
So demon. First mission, Instalust, and Forbidden. Audio narrator is Andy Eloise.
I felt like she was a virgin. It was her first solo scare.
No, I get it. I
But
get
she's
it.
not a
But she's,
virgin
yeah,
in
but she,
any sense
yeah.
of the word, aside from the fact that like it's her like
It's her virgin run.
maiden, it's
But
her
she's also, yeah,
maiden
but she's
voyage.
been on runs before, though, too.
She has, yes, just not by
Her
herself.
solo one. Okay,
Her
so
first solo run.
to me, this was Monsters, Inc. fanfic. And you know the girl Cecile that's on Monsters, Inc., the one with the snake and all the eyeballs? This was her story.
It wouldn't surprise me with Katie,
Yeah.
honestly.
To me, this felt like Monsters, Inc. fanfic. Because think
Because
about
they
it.
do
They had to
want to scare
scream.
them. Yeah.
They
They
had to
want to
scare
scare them.
to
Yeah.
feed themselves, to get energy.
Yeah, that one makes sense. I get that. Yeah, to me. I'm
But
slow.
okay, this is Sleep Paralysis Demon's first solo scare goes hilariously wrong with her victim flirting back. Okay, first of all, when he prematurely comes at being screamed at, also was like, okay, where are we going with this now?
That's a kink nobody knew existed.
Who knew there could be Monsters, Inc. fanfic? Jen Ellen, I learned that there is a goose of fated enforcement in
There
fanfic.
is fanfic for everything.
Wait,
Yeah.
a goose of fated enforcement?
Remember we talked about this last
Oh,
week?
the goose.
The
Yes, I
goose.
remember
There are
now.
different fanfics that have this goose that is used to enforce people who are fated to be together.
Yes, and then I was like, why can't the goose be the hero? I remember now.
Yeah. It's a new tag in
Would you read
the
that though? Because he has wings.
wings.
But they don't really fly. Goose are flightless, aren't they? Flightless
No,
birds?
geese. Yeah, but they get up and no, they fly.
Okay, well, when
They
they
have
all
a
attack me,
flying
like partially
wings.
off the ground,
What
they
bird are
migrate.
you thinking about? A penguin perhaps does
Penguins,
not fly. Goose
emus,
fly in.
ostriches.
Ostriches actually do fly, just very like short amounts. They do like
I'll
move
put a
with
weight
their
around
wings.
its neck so it can't take
But
off.
you don't look in the sky and
Lives in
hear the
Ohio.
geese honk
I didn't think
while they
about it. I
fly
was thinking,
past.
okay, listen, I came across a picture on Facebook maybe of a man who was dressed very sparkly with his pet goose that he was walking down the street. And also, like, there's a market here in town that Mike and I like to go to, and they have a pet goose that sits in a cage out in front of their store. And I have
I
to take
mean,
like a
goose can
wide
be
berth.
super mean. Like, they can be really
They
mean.
are mean.
But also, geese fly.
Okay, well, there's no
Like,
geese in Beautiful
alive.
Nightmare. Let's go
No, no,
back.
no.
Let's
There
go
was no.
back.
Honestly, I did not love this one. I like the premise of it, but it just, I did not like it really.
Yeah, I had like the opposite reaction. Like, I liked this. I thought this one was very soft and sweet, and they were both so lonely, and I just wanted to like hug them both. So I don't know. I liked this one.
I mean, that's fair.
I thought this was cute, but so people don't might not know this, but my girl child cannot watch a TV show or a movie if the people if there's awkwardness in it, like if they get, you know, walk out of a room naked or something, like she has secondhand
Embarrassment,
embarrassment for
yeah.
people. The entire time I'm reading this
Okay.
book, I was like, this is so awkward.
Oh my
Sydney
God,
would
Sid would
not.
hate this.
Sydney would not read this. This is so awkward. The only other thing too, and I enjoyed it. It was quick, it was easy,
Yeah.
but everything felt really rushed in this book.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
it was
did.
one of the short. Yeah, I mean, there were the three that were the 52 pages, and but I think compared to the Christina Lauren one because I read them in order. So I think compared to that one, like I was like pleasantly surprised with how much story she got into this one compared to that one.
Yeah.
I mean, that is true. There was just something about this one that I missed the mark for me. I'm not really sure what it is.
Well,
That's
the
fair.
demon, I think their tone kind of felt
Flat.
flat. Like it felt off. Like she was nervous and anxious,
Yeah.
unsure of herself, but we really just don't get a lot of that fleshed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of like, okay, she's just really awkward, which I like an awkward character. I just need a little more something to hold on to understand the
Well, and I
awkward.
wonder with this one, since it was this just Andy doing the narration, there was no male narrator on it. Like it, I wonder if it threw me off because, like, whether or not it was all one point of view or not, like there was two narrators for each story except for this one. And I like Andy Eloise,
Oh.
like, but I think that threw me off too.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're going from male female narrator for every story, and then you're thrown into a
Right.
single point of view, single narrator.
And this was funny, but not spooky. And I guess I've read other Katie Robert monster books,
Yeah.
and I thought we'd get a little bit more spooky than we got in this
Yeah.
book.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know if that's part of it also. Anyone else have anything they want to talk about on this one?
No.
I like the fact that she ended up like they just kind of shoved her into being an angel. Like, because then it all, that she didn't feel comfortable being the demon because she's really wasn't supposed to be a demon. So
Yeah.
I did like that part when they just like shove her through the door and she's like, wait, what's happening? She thinks she's being like erased. And then they're like, oh
Yeah.
no, you're an angel now,
Yeah.
which I thought was kind of funny, but.
Let's see here. Caleb was very sweet. I'm really surprised you didn't read this one, Jenny, because he was absolutely your kind of
Yeah,
hero.
I went through them in order and just ran out of time.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down on Beautiful Nightmare.
It's a thumbs down for me. I didn't love this one.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up for me. I liked it.
Yeah, this was a thumbs up for me. It was cute. It was awkward. Is it my favorite? No, but it read really fast. So, and Jenny didn't read. Next up, My Boyfriends Are All Monsters by Kimberly Lemming. Okay, Amanda.
Tropes are monster, wish gone wrong, damsel in distress. Audio narrators were Sean Kristen and Ari Nash. Ari Nash? I don't know if I'm saying that right.
I don't
Dumped on a
remember how she
mountain, the
pronounced it.
heroine wishes for love and lands in a town full of supernatural hotties.
Yeah.
This book was, I think, by far the most
Chaotic
chaotic, and
and fun.
but it had tentacles, so I was
Yeah.
kind of like, yes!
I really like this one. Like the whole wishing well aspect to it, I
Yeah.
just thought it started like on a fun note and like it took the wishing well as like side to it a different direction than you ever get with the wishing well. And honestly, I could listen to Sean Kristen all day long. So
The only thing I will say is the tones in the narrator didn't always match the tone of the book.
yeah.
Like, there were funny things, but they said it so
Oh.
deadpan serious that I'm like, that's fucking hilarious. Why are you
Well, but
not?
I thought it was kind of funny that they were so deadpan about everything too.
Yeah.
Like I
It
understand what
was
you're saying, but
particularly
I kind of liked it.
the female narrator, Aurora Nash, because Lucy had her internal monologue just sparkled, I thought. I thought it was
Yeah.
silly and it sparkled, and I loved her.
Yeah, I really liked her too.
Yeah, she was a really good character, and I love the fact that like he takes on the visage of basically like Fabio and then the cover model from Nighthawk and like
Okay.
basically just
Yeah,
it's
special shout
hilarious.
out to Beverly
Right?
Jenkins, Nighthawk, in this book. I
Yes.
loved that. I had like a giddy
Yeah.
little moment. I'm like, yes, that's
Exactly.
fantastic.
Yeah, the minute they said that, I was like, oh, because I can picture that cover right off the top of
Yeah.
my head. I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hello, Dr. Crane, or whatever his name's supposed to be.
I think that this was the messiest of the books, but I like messy and I really enjoyed,
Well,
that.
and I like the fact that she had her friends too, that they're like, what is going on? You need to tell us, like, do we need to come and get you? 'Cause she was left there, like, by her boyfriend, who isn't a boyfriend anymore, but because of reasons, I mean, clearly, but like, I just like that whole aspect to it.
I felt like this book felt like Halloween candy. Like this was getting a king size candy bar on trick or treat night for me.
Yes.
This book was just fun. But I'm a Kimberly Lemming fan. So, I mean, if she writes it, I read it, I like it.
Yeah, I think it was, she got a lot into these like short pages too. Like
Yeah,
there was
she
a
did.
lot happening, which it almost was too much, but not enough at the same time. Like this one was my favorite. Like I just really enjoyed it. I like listening to the narration. Like I said, like the deadpan stuff, I think it just, maybe it was just my headspace too, but like I love the delivery on a lot of it.
That's fair. Okay, thumbs up, thumbs down, Amanda.
Oh, this is a thumbs up. I thought this one was fun. It was also like a really great way to like close out this collection with just like chaos and tentacles and everything else. I enjoyed it, so thumbs up.
What about for you, Leah? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up, definitely.
And this was a thumbs up for me also. It was probably second in line is my favorite. So I really liked this one. Are there any books that people should be reading if they enjoyed this collection?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Actually, I think if you like this collection, you would like The Accidental Monsters by Merritt, actually.
Yes. Oh,
Yes,
yeah.
right? Like I think her
Yeah,
books, her
because book
monster books,
one, she gets drunk and sings ABBA and summons a pleasure demon.
yeah, and they're short, so I think if
Yeah.
you're like looking for something along these lines, that I think those books are a really good read.
That's a good one.
So I recently found an author, Leone Riley, and she has like The Minotaur Husband, The Mischief Maker, My Ogre Husband, but she had, it was actually one of the ones, and I'm trying to find it, sorry. Oh, Vacationing with the Vampire. She wrote
Okay.
in this small town called Hollows Cove, and it is six books by different authors. And I feel like if you liked this short collection, then check out the Hollow Cove collection. That's where that Wolves and Whipped Cream at Hollows Cove by Ash Raven. It was one of our picks potentially, like they could vote on for this month. So I think that those.
Oh, Jen Allen says Minotaur Milking Farm.
Oh,
That's a sweet
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
Absolutely.
CM Nacosta.
There's lots of cute, cozy monsters, but yeah, Merritt's definitely fit
Yeah. It's
in with
that
this
same
collection.
vibe, yeah.
Okay, so that's a wrap for this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into the Scared Sexy collection. We're back Sunday night. What are we talking about
Writing
Sunday?
reviews.
Oh, writing reviews. Why we like reviews, what reviews work for us,
It's a good thing our secretary knows what's going on.
why we don't write reviews sometime. I also will probably spend a moment talking about the value of writing the review for the book that is only a one star. Because I take a lot of heat for that. But anyway, we'll talk about that next time. So 9 o'clock Sunday night, we'll be right here. And then next week on Wednesday night, we are deep diving into the community pick, My Demon Hunter by Aurora Asher. I'm really excited. I actually read book one. I'm
Oh,
like,
did you?
I did. Yes, because I've now bought all or pre-ordered all the books because I need those edges. And if I'm gonna invest in a six book series,
The colors, I mean, I haven't seen them in person, but just
they're
like through
gorgeous.
like FaceTime, the freaking colors are so vibrant.
They are.
They're pretty. I saw one. I saw that. I think the first one in Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, well, and I got them from Book Outlet. So if you haven't been on Book Outlet, they have them over there. And right now,
We were perusing that
buy
today
four
while we
books,
were
get the fifth
talking.
free on Book Outlet.
No.
Over $35 is free shipping. Anyway, just like, stop it, Becky. Stop
Not
talking.
sponsored.
Not sponsored, but should be. And earlier today, I sent them a link to Catherine Cowell's collection, like a special edition that she's doing. And I'm like, I think I'm going to order it. Leah ordered it before the text even went all the way through. Like,
No,
she
that's not
clicked and
true.
bought.
There was like a 5 minute, five
Yeah.
minutes
I mean,
of I really do
that's how
not
long
need
it
to be
took you to enter
buying
your credit
these.
card in.
Oh no, I
Yeah.
didn't even have
Yeah.
to do that because it was through
That
shop.
was through shop. It's happening. I didn't have time today, so I'm sure it's happening. I'm already like mentally doing gymnastics on where I'm going to put
I have
them. But
no
yeah.
place to put these
Yeah.
books though, because I literally all of my books are in boxes and bags
Jenny
currently
literally
for
has
moving
piles in her
on the floor.
bedroom.
I have piles in
I
my dining
do.
room, my bedroom.
I have them split between
Yeah.
two houses right now. Like, I don't even have all my books in one
I have
house.
my Rubbermaid tubs under the bed. And actually, Mike's building us a new bed frame because we had to get a bigger bed because of the puppy. And I made him build it so that the books more of the tubs can slide under
Oh, that's a good
and
idea.
that they
There you
can.
go. Did you have to buy taller steps for the dog?
No. So that he could, so that I can pull them in and out. Because I do buy the tubs that seal, that are like,
Yeah.
so
So,
that
but
have.
once my office room is emptied of my mother-in-law's stuff and we can actually build the walls and things, I will have lots of wall space for my books. It's a process.
Anyway, thanks everyone for joining us tonight for our review of the Scared Sexy collection from Amazon Originals. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.